Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored today by Waterminder. Leading off today, Apple is expected to announce the iPhone 13 or the iPhone 12S in less than 3 months. Now, a new report from TrendForce sheds more light on what to expect from the devices this fall. The report expects growth in iPhone 13 production to up to 223 million units, thanks to increased vaccinations and the impending easing of lockdowns caused by COVID-19 in the United States and Europe. As for the actual devices themselves, the report says that Apple will prioritize the optimization of existing features, meaning that the iPhone 13 will focus on refining the experience of the iPhone 12. The iPhone 13 is expected to feature a smaller notch and be available in 4 new models, including the iPhone 13 Mini, the iPhone 13, the iPhone 13 Pro, and the iPhone 13 Pro Max. TrendForce says the iPhone 13 series will cost the same as the iPhone 12 series, with pricing starting at $699. The report also corroborates that all of the iPhone 13 models will use an OLED display, and it says that all devices will feature a 120 Hz refresh rate, contradicting some earlier reports that had suggested the 120 Hz display would only come to the 13 Pro and the 13 Pro Max. And while the 13 Mini will stick around with its 5.4-inch display, the report says that Apple will focus on driving sales of the non-mini models because the 2022 iPhone will not be available in that 5.4-inch design. And finally, TrendForce says that, unlike what other reports have suggested, the iPhone 13 will not be available with 1 terabyte of storage. The report says Apple will maintain the same memory capacities in the iPhone 13 line as in the iPhone 12 line, which means it will max out at 512 gigabytes. In other news, a new report from Digitimes today says that Apple's supply chain partner TSMC, or Taiwan Semiconductor, will prioritize chip orders from Apple and car manufacturers in the third quarter as global shortages of silicon chips continue to plague manufacturing. This, of course, is good news for Apple with the looming launch of the iPhone 13 series as well as new Macs powered by Apple Silicon. The report says that automotive integrated circuits and Apple chip orders are getting TSMC's primary attention, then followed by orders from PC and server manufacturers. Due to Apple's scale and the pure amount of money it has, it can negotiate preferable terms such that its orders are satisfied first. And that appears to be exactly what's happening here, according to Digitimes. For the iPhone 13, TSMC is manufacturing the new Apple-designed A15 processor using a 5-nanometer fabrication process. With the iPhone 13 due to launch in the fall, securing chip supply in the third quarter is a major focus for Apple. So based on what we know right now, it seems like iPhone 13 production is unaffected by the global chip shortage. But Apple has already said that its iPad and MacBook supply chains are disrupted by this shortage. So it remains to be seen whether the releases of new MacBook and iPad models will be affected or delayed. We are sponsored this week by Waterminder, a beautiful and powerful iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch application that makes it easier for you to live a healthy and productive life. Keeping track of your daily water intake and making sure your body is well hydrated is not an easy task in today's busy world. And Waterminder is the ultimate tracking tool to help you stay on top of things. Waterminder makes it easy to track your daily water intake using dedicated apps on your iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, and Mac. One of my favorite features of Waterminder is the powerful home screen widget selections available in iOS 14. You can put your water goal directly on your iPhone home screen and easily log your water throughout the day as you drink it. The app was also recently updated to support caffeine tracking as well. You can learn more and get started today with Waterminder at the link in the show notes below, or by heading to the App Store and looking for Waterminder. My thanks to Waterminder for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, iCloud calendar spam has been a problem for many users since 2016 and even earlier. And even though Apple has made a handful of changes and improvements to remedy the situation, the problem is still ongoing, and now it's receiving widespread attention once again. There are multiple ways spam calendars have been delivered to users over the years. In one instance, an iCloud user will receive a request for a calendar event, and even if the user hits the decline button, it informs the spammer that the account is active and encourages them to continue sending more spam events in the future. So if you receive a calendar invite that's spam and you choose the decline option, the problem does not go away. Calendar spam is also commonly distributed through pop-ups on shady websites. A new thread on Reddit this week has put this problem back in the spotlight with over 5,000 upvotes calling on Apple to roll out additional protections against these pop-ups. In many instances, this is a simple pop-up that appears as a Safari dialog box when you visit certain websites. The pop-up simply asks whether you would like to add a calendar subscription, and apparently many people simply tap OK to move on to the next screen and continue to load the web page. The problem of calendar spam on iPhone has become so widespread that Apple has even published a new video on YouTube telling users how to remove spam calendars. You can do this by opening the calendar application, tapping a spam event, and looking for the unsubscribe from this calendar option at the bottom. This will automatically remove all other spam events from that specific calendar, but if you've managed to subscribe to multiple spam calendars, you'll need to repeat the process. And of course, the best thing you can do here is to always make sure you're thoroughly reading pop-up notifications in Safari. Even if you need to load a website as quickly as possible, you should always read the notification that pops up to avoid subscribing to spam calendars or doing something even worse. We've got more tips on this situation at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.